Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The investigation into the cause of the fire that claimed the life of 86-year-old Jack Wilson on Sunday morning at a residence on West End Road in Arcata continues. When firefighters arrived on the scene, they found the garage fully engulfed and fire cutting off a rear entrance as well. Due to a lack of hydrants in the area, Arcata Fire called for mutual support and needed to use water tenders to bring water to the scene of the blaze in the 9000 block of West End Road. Dozens of engine companies, including four water tenders, responded, and Arcata Fire received assistance from Humboldt Bay and Cal Fire, along with volunteers from Fieldbrook, Blue Lake, and Samoa. Due to a lack of a steady source of water, firefighters were forced into a defensive posture until the fire was knocked down enough to perform an interior search. The body of the victim was discovered, and the investigation into the cause is underway. The coroner's office has identified the victim of a suspected homicide in southern Humboldt County on Friday night as 49-year-old Alder Point resident Neil Eugene Decker. Decker died from a gunshot wound, and the alleged shooter and prime suspect is 30-year-old Matthew Aaron Brown. Brown is considered armed and dangerous, and the two men allegedly had an argument over property before Brown shot Decker in front of the witnesses. Detectives are searching for Brown, who's an adult white male, 5'11", 200 pounds, with close-cropped blonde hair, blue eyes, and tattoos on his neck, arms, and legs, and with a swastika tattooed on his chest. Mendocino has provided deputies to assist in the investigation, as has the CHP and the State Department of Justice, and they've been on the scene collecting evidence. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Officers from the California Highway Patrol and firefighters from the Hoopaw Volunteer Fire Department worked together on Sunday night to rescue three men who were stranded down a steep hillside off Highway 96 north of Hoopaw. Three teenagers, the driver, Mervin George, the third, and passengers Michael Montgomery and Peter Hunsacker, were all in the 1995 Jeep Wrangler when George allowed the vehicle to drift off the roadway. George and Montgomery were uninjured and able to climb back to the roadway to wait for help, but Hunsacker suffered a leg injury that left him stranded more than 100 feet down the hillside. Firefighters and CHP officers were able to perform a rope rescue and get Hunsacker back up to the roadway, where he was taken to the hospital in Willow Creek and then flown to Redding for treatment. Impairment is not a factor in the collision, and the cause remains under investigation. The sheriff's office, with the help from Cal Fire, served search warrants at five properties in Burr Valley last week and confiscated more than 5,000 growing marijuana plants. Along with the growing plants, deputies recovered more than 500 pounds of processed bud, hash, and hash oil, firearms, and paraphernalia. At the first site, deputies arrested five suspects, all from Florida, who told investigators they spend the summer growing in Humboldt and then spend the winter in Florida. All five face cultivation and possession charges, along with environmental charges related to the use of diesel generators and the pollution of a stream. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's taken a little over 2 years to complete upgrades to the chip dock in Samoa, but Green Diamond Resource Company announced that the work has been completed, and that means the resumption of the shipping of wood chips from the bay. The cargo ship Crimson Polaris arrives in port today to collect a load of wood chips, and Green Diamond Vice President Neil Ewald said in a statement that the revitalization is providing much-needed infrastructure to support the local timber industry and create jobs. Here's Dan Squire with Community News.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to fire safety, particularly in the face of an ongoing drought that has affected the entire region. Wildfires are a regular occurrence in our neck of the woods, and they can cause serious disruption to daily life as residents are forced to evacuate homes and businesses while hundreds, if not thousands, of fire crews and pieces of equipment move in to fight a blaze. Residents in Shasta County are enduring the first major wildfire of the season, a blaze that has scorched thousands of acres, threatened hundreds of buildings and outbuildings, and required the attention of fire crews from across the region. Officials suspect the fire was caused by the hot exhaust pipe on the truck owned by a man taking supplies to a small marijuana garden. In both California and Oregon, there are strict requirements on the use of motorized equipment and internal combustion engines on wild lands, regulations residents need to be aware of before they take their machines onto forest and grasslands. By knowing those regulations, we can assure better fire safety in our communities.
Thanks, Dan. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.